Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tonight, we meet at an urgent time for our country. We continue to face an economic crisis that has left millions of our neighbors jobless, and a political crisis that's made things worse. This past week, reporters have been asking, what will this speech mean for the president? What will it mean for Congress? How will it affect their polls and the next election? But the millions of Americans who are watching right now, they don't care about politics.
That's for sure. President Obama and his speech on job creation, that was before a joint session of some members of Congress, telling America that we don't care about politics. And I think he may be pretty much onto it, finally, after all this time. The media has an obsession with what's going on. The media has obsessions, the news media, obsessions with all kinds of things. And right now, the speech is number one in terms of news media coverage and in terms of stories this week on our countdown, the week of September 5th to September 9th in the focus on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is going to run down for you here in this next hour the top 10 hits determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is the big publication in the talk radio industry. They monitor a lot of radio stations, radio programs, radio hosts, and thus come up with this consensus on what's going on in the world of conversation, spoken word format. Number 10 story usually has to do with what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, et cetera, Major League Baseball action, the NFL season openers, and that sort of thing. The looming troop withdrawal from Iraq is number 8. Libyan instability is number 7. 10-year anniversary of September 11th is number 6. Number 5, the postal circumstances that we find ourselves in here in America. Severe weather is number 4. The craziness in the financial markets up and down and sideways, number 3 this week. Number 2, the presidential race. And number 1 is the Obama job speech. The president continues here now as we listen to a few excerpts from this. Your calls at 800-510-8255. As we listen to some of this, you may have watched it last night. You may have watched it in review. Whatever has been your preference when it comes to the president, maybe your review in the newspaper, go online, whatever. Some of the stuff you may have heard. Some of it you may not have, but maybe it'll help you make up your mind as to whether this is a turning point for Obama or not. Here he is outlining what's going to be the main mantra of the job-creating proposal.
The purpose of the American Jobs Act is simple: to put more people back to work and more money in the pockets of those who are working. It will create more jobs for construction workers, more jobs for teachers, more jobs for veterans, and more jobs for long-term unemployed. It will provide a tax break for companies who hire new workers, and it will cut payroll taxes in half for every working American and every small business. It will provide a jolt to an economy that has stalled and give companies confidence that if they invest and if they hire, there will be customers for their products and services. You should pass this jobs plan right away.
President talks about the $1,500 tax cut in his jobs bill.
Pass this jobs bill, and the typical working family will get a $1,500 tax cut next year. $1,500 that would have been taken out of your pocket will go into your pocket. This expands on the tax cut the Democrats and Republicans already passed for this year. If we allow that tax cut to expire, if we refuse to act, middle-class families will get hit with a tax increase at the worst possible time. We can't let that happen. I know that some of you have sworn oaths to never raise any taxes on anyone for as long as you live. Now is not the time to carve out an exception and raise middle-class taxes, which is why you should pass this bill right away.
All right, the president talks about the need to make choices between keeping corporate loopholes and low tax rates for the rich or a tax code where everybody pays their fair share.
But here's what every American knows. While most people in this country struggle to make ends meet, a few of the most affluent citizens and most profitable corporations enjoy tax breaks and loopholes that nobody else gets. Right now, Warren Buffett pays a lower tax rate than his secretary, an outrage he has asked us to fix. We need a tax code where everyone gets a fair shake and where everybody pays their fair share. And by the way, I believe the vast majority of wealthy Americans and CEOs are willing to do just that if it helps the economy grow and gets our fiscal house in order. I'll also offer ideas to reform a corporate tax code that stands as a monument to special interest influence in Washington. By eliminating pages of loopholes and deductions, we can lower one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. Our tax code should not give an advantage to companies that can afford the best-connected lobbyists. It should give an advantage to companies that invest and create jobs right here in the United States of America. So we can reduce this deficit, pay down our debt, and pay for this jobs plan in the process. But in order to do this, we have to decide what our priorities are. We have to ask ourselves, what's the best way to grow the economy and create jobs? Should we keep tax loopholes for oil companies? Or should we use that money to give small business owners a tax credit when they hire new workers? Because we can't afford to do both. Should we keep tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires? Or should we put teachers back to work so our kids can graduate ready for college and good jobs? Right now, we can't afford to do both. This isn't political grandstanding. This isn't class warfare. This is simple math. This is simple math. These are real choices. These are real choices that we've got to make. And I'm pretty sure I know what most Americans would choose. It's not even close. And it's time for us to do what's right for our future.
Wow. Lots of energy anyway in all this. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. You convinced? We'll have some sort of the usual, I guess, news media rundown, news media overview, news media thoughts on the president's speech coming right up here on the Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem.
government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk radio is full of conversation from you as well as hosts. Ideas aplenty. Monty in Auburn, Alabama. What's your idea, having watched the speech?
You know, Doug, good morning. I really don't believe a word he says. If he told me it was dark outside right now, I'd have to get up to look outside to make sure.
Well, it is dark.
But, I believe you.
What's the old business about the clock is right at least twice a day? That kind of stuff. And a lot of good ideas that were expressed here, but it seems that at this point in time he's cried wolf too often. It's a little much. But the other side of it is you especially, need a chance. You need to figure out how to make some of this stuff work. He did hit some of the high points. He understands where the public's mind is now. Whether he can snow everybody again over the next year is the question. Appreciate the call, Monty. Thank you. Here's Greta Van Susteren talking to Michelle Bachmann about her thoughts regarding the job creation speech.
The president's speech tonight, what do you think? I can guess, but go ahead. Tell me.
Well, it wasn't a plan. It was a political speech. And I think my bottom line is, so what's new about what we heard? The president gave no new ideas. And I think the real problem is that, again, this was political. And I'm a business person. I'm a former federal tax lawyer. What we needed is what works in the economy. We didn't have an economic speech. We had a political speech. And we need to do what works because, quite simply, to extend payroll tax deductions, there is no credible supporting evidence that shows that created any new jobs. Not only that, extending the unemployment benefits. If you look at the president's own new economic advisor, he said in two different studies that the longer you keep people on unemployment, the less likely it is they're going to find a job. That doesn't work. More stimulus? Do we really need son of stimulus? We passed $1 trillion in stimulus. Will billions more do the job? There is nothing new here.
I suppose the one sort of, if you look for the sort of the silver lining, I think it sort of puts everybody's feet to the fire that something's got to be done.
Greta Van Susteren talking to Michelle Bachmann. I'm talking to Susan. What do you think, Susan, of all of this?
Well, I think it's bull hockey, but what I heard of it, I didn't get to listen to the whole speech. But what I did get to listen to, I never heard him mention anything about what it was going to cost,
well,
who was going to pay it, or how long it was going to take to pay it.
That the answer to the last part of that, I don't think was in there, but $450 billion is what it's going to cost. He did go through some of the what he thought was the practical side of paying for it, tax cuts for small businesses, tax increases for it's the usual tax the rich routine. It's 21 after on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression recession is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, again, a quick review. The job speech number one, presidential race activity number two, financial markets up and down and sideways number three, the weather, including the situation with the power outage and the weather at the power outage in Southern California, the weather. That's number four. Number five this week, the post office bankruptcy. Here's radio host Doug Meehan talking about the post office and its impending bankruptcy.
Do you like your postal delivery? Do you like it on Saturday? Do you like your local post office? I have friends. Let me put a disclaimer out there. I have friends that work for the U.S. Postal Service. I know some friends that are postal delivery folks, and they are hardworking, dedicated professionals. Some of them could be out of a job soon. Here's the deal. According to the Postmaster General, Patrick Donahue, he's on Congress in front of a congressional hearing yesterday. He says the U.S. Postal Service is on the verge of financial collapse and should eliminate Saturday delivery, close thousands of local post offices, restructure its health plan, and lay off 120,000 workers to survive. Do you believe this to be the case? Do you believe that this is a bunch of an overstatement by the Postmaster General? Here's the deal. There is no debating the fact that the post office last year delivered 171 billion pieces of mail. That is down 20% from just 4 years ago. The volume is on track to fall an additional 2% this year. So there is no getting around the fact that more and more people are using the postal service less and less. It's almost like Kramer from Seinfeld. He's pulling out and so are you.
May I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to cancel my mail.
Certainly. How long would you like us to hold it?
I want out permanently.
I'll handle this, Violet. Why don't you take your three-hour break? Well, calm down, everyone. No one's canceling any mail.
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, what about your bills?
The bank can pay them.
The bank? Mm. Well, what about your cards and letters?
Email, telephones, fax machines, FedEx, Telex, telegrams, holograms.
All right, it's true. Of course nobody needs mail. Well, you think you're so clever figuring that one out? But you don't know the half of what goes on here. So just walk away, Kramer. I beg of you.
Is everything all right here, postal employee Newman?
Yes, sir. I believe everything is all squared away. Isn't it, Mr. Kramer?
Oh, yeah. As long as I stop getting mail.
Pretty funny, but yet not pretty funny. Now, here's host Chris Bradshaw talking about the post office money issues and how some of the problems seem to stem from where they get their money.
Post office has some issues. Like I said, at the end of the month, they owe $5.5 billion. And that's going for retiree health benefits. And by the end of this month, they will reach their $15 billion borrowing limit. This is a problem. Not necessarily for what you think, because I understand a lot of conservatives somehow think their lives will be better if we de-unionize, if we just gut public institutions. The reason that the post office is in the hole is less about email, online bill pay, and the death of the magazine industry. It has to do with, well, Congress getting involved.
Is that really the case? Is it because Congress is involved? If Congress were not involved, you wouldn't have any mail delivery this week because they're going to have to bail out. Or do we do just what the airlines, for example, do and let them go bankrupt and not fund their retirement? How's that for an idea? I bet if you work for the post office, you don't like that idea. Up next, the anniversary of September the 11th on the countdown.
Have you ever wanted OnStar, but it didn't come with your car? Well, all that's changed. Introducing OnStar FMV, a mirror you can add to your car. So drive your Ford, your Toyota, your Honda to Best Buy, and you can drive away with automatic help in a crash, stolen vehicle and roadside assistance, navigation, Bluetooth, and more. The wait is over. Get it installed on your car today. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed Defensive Handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our Women's Self-Defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Reviewing the hot hits in talk radio, this is the overview. We have a daily and a weekly program that reviews the top 10. We're going through all 10 of them, at least mentioning the items that fit in there. We have four or five different things that we are taking excerpts from. We're down to number six, the anniversary of September 11th. That'll be number one, I'm predicting, next week or doggone close to it. Let's go back to number one, which is the job speech. Number two, the presidential race. Number three, activity in the financial world. Number four, severe weather and the power outage in the Southwest. Post office situation. Number five, and the 10th anniversary is number six. Here is from a radio program hosted by a couple of guys named Ken and Mike. They talked to ABC News correspondent Brad Garrett about the safety of America in the past 10 years.
I'll bring ABC News correspondent Brad Garrett in here for a couple of minutes. Brad, good morning. How are you, sir?
Very good. How about you?
Great. As we've been discussing here, the new poll out done by Fox, 54% of Americans think that we are safer than we were right at 9/11. What do you think, in your professional opinion?
I think generally we are safer, and primarily because we're much better at sharing intelligence, both amongst the intelligence and the law enforcement world, collecting it and disseminating it, and that's the big problem in the past, that information was not getting out there. There's still complaints, a recent study that many police chiefs believe they're still not getting the intel they should be getting from the feds. But that has stopped a number of attacks in the past 10 years.
Speaking of Brad Garrett, ABC News terrorism and crime consultant, about 10 years after. So, Brad, what have we done right and what have we done wrong since 9/11 security-wise?
Well, we are much better in communicating with each other amongst the 16-plus intelligence agencies and the law enforcement community. That is much better. Things that aren't so good would be at the airports. We're still not good at analyzing and detecting, I guess is the right word, explosives. There's not one piece of equipment out there that can test for all different types of explosives. That's one huge area that we're just not hitting the ball.
ABC News correspondent Brad Garrett, who's a former FBI analyst, certainly knows the security game as much as anybody. Interesting, last night during the Republican debate, Brad, Congressman Ron Paul called for getting rid of the TSA and letting the airlines or somebody do, or privatizing it. What are your thoughts on the job the TSA has done? It's a difficult one for sure, but generally, what would you give them for a grade?
Well, I would give them at least clearly a passing grade. And the whole idea of going back to private security, that's what we had before TSA. And you have the problem with consistency. You have the problem with control. And there was a lot of issues with security breaches because of people that they were hiring to work in the private sector. So at least with TSA, you've got a uniform approach, uniform backgrounds, and the control factor is much better. It's not perfect. But going back to the private sector to do this, I don't think is the right approach.
Brad Garrett, ABC News Terrorism and Crime Consultant, joining us about 10 years after 9/11. We have about 1 minute left. Brad, you know, we talked, there was some talk about maybe not making you take off your shoes, be going on a plane. Are we going to see a reduction of the inspection at airports, or is it going to be more than we're having now?
I think what they're doing is the technology has gotten such that they feel comfortable, they can see what is in your shoes without taking them off. I think that's really the key component. It's not less security. It's just the type of security.
All right. Isn't that nice to know you're soon not going to have to take your shoes off? We're talking about the anniversary of September 10th. That, by the way, in my opinion, he starts out by giving his professional opinion. And whether or not you think that that's appropriate for a news guy, I guess, is part of a discussion we'll have at a different time, because right now I don't want to take away from our ability to hear as much as we can about what is going to be the reality this next week or so as we focus on September 11th. Here is host Michael Brown talking about his some of the political correctness that's starting to surround the discussion of what happened September 11th.
As we start to ramp up to 9/11, I'm astonished at some of the kind of, well, I guess what I consider to be outrageous things starting to occur. Like Mayor Bloomberg. Yeah, I got to talk about Mayor Michael Bloomberg again. When you think of 9/11, do you think about Ground Zero? Does Ground Zero mean something specific to you? When you're having normal, average conversations with your friends, your family, or anybody else, if you're watching the news, you're listening to the radio, whatever you might be doing, someone uses the word or the phrase Ground Zero, mentally, where does your brain go? Well, apparently, yesterday, the mayor suggested that we needed to quit using the term Ground Zero. Let's see, we can't use the term tar baby. That's politically incorrect. Nancy Pelosi has come out and said that she does not want Democrats to use the word stimulus anymore because obviously the stimulus package failed. And now we have the billionaire pea-brained mayor saying we should quit using the term Ground Zero. Quote, "We will never forget the devastation of the area that came to be known as Ground Zero. Never. But the time has come to call those 16 acres what they are. The World Trade Center and the National September 11th Memorial and Museum." Seriously. He's giving a breakfast speech at the Association for a Better New York. Said that ditching the grim Ground Zero moniker must be done now. We have turned a corner. We know that. It's time to move on and to ditch the grim moniker. Now, you know, in Australia, a psychologist, or a psychiatrist in Australia has recommended that indeed they only show, as we get closer to 9/11, that the Aussies only show videos or photographs of the attacks of September 11th only during times that children will be least likely to see it. 10 years. 10 years. And political correctness is taking over. Let's see, the mayor doesn't want religious people to give prayers or cite verses. He doesn't want the rescue workers at the ceremony this coming Sunday. And the mayor wants us to quit referring to that grim moniker, Ground Zero.
All right, there's a Michael Brown, who is not exactly what I would call inspiring. Michael Bloomberg has generally the respect of most everybody, no matter what their party around the country. Is he perfect? No. Is anybody? 800-510-8255. We're focused on the number six item this week, the anniversary of September 11th. Here's host Paul W. Smith talking to Janet Napolitano, who's the Secretary of Homeland Security.
We know, and you can't talk about, that we've been very successful in thwarting a lot of attempts against this country. And one of these days they're going to get successful again. We unfortunately feel that's probable. But we have to celebrate the job you've done, the job that all the people you represent have done in keeping us safe, safer, a decade later.
Well, and I think we cannot do that without recognizing the efforts of Secretary Ridge and Secretary Chertoff, my two predecessors. But in terms of commercial air flight, particularly international commercial air flight, so much has been done that would interrupt a 9/11 style plot. Better intelligence gathering, information sharing, visa checking, checking on people who are in flight schools, better security in terms of checking passengers themselves, better security at the airports. That's what you see. That's one of the last layers you see. Better security as to what gets on a plane, better security with training of flight crews and hardening of cockpit doors. So right now it would be very, very, very difficult for a large-scale plot like 9/11 to take place.
So we fear that they'll turn to trains or to ships or to any other major conveyances that they might be able to go after. And, of course, you guys are on top of that best you can be as well. We do feel, Madam Secretary, the wrath of the terrorists, and as if they won, as we stand there in our stocking feet at the airport, every time we have to take our shoes off. And the other day, you had mentioned that there is a possibility that we're getting closer to the time when we won't have to do that. But then I read that, that technologically speaking, at least we're not aware of anything that's close yet that could help us not have to take our shoes off. What's the very latest on that?
Well, here's the deal. What we're working on is the ability for most passengers to keep their shoes on. And we're also looking at programs like one called Global Entry, which allow us, in essence, to pre-screen passengers so that they can go through customs and cross borders more efficiently and quickly. The whole idea is to move from a system where all passengers are treated alike to one where we can differentiate better among passengers.
Spending some time with the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, here on WJR. Though we may get our shoes back on soon, sooner rather than later, we're still going to have some limitations on the liquids that we take on board a plane, I believe.
I think that's right. I think that kind of technology is not immediately available, but we're working on it. And the whole idea is to keep the United States aviation system safe. We have the largest aviation system in the world by far. We process 1.8 million passengers on the average day. That's why we don't do what some other smaller countries do or countries that only have one airport can do. We have to have technology and processes in place that move passengers swiftly through that and do it in hundreds of airports every day.
In other words, boiling it all down, Big Daddy government is the only way to keep you safe. 800-510-8255. Whether or not we need to have troops stationed around the world, is that part of keeping us secure? That is going to be addressed in a few moments here on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on Beneful dog food in 31-pound bags and get 2 free tubs of Beneful prepared meals with in-store coupon. And save $5 on ProPlan dog food in 35-pound bags and get 2 cans free with in-store coupon. Don't miss these great fall deals from Beneful, ProPlan, and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 25th with your Pet Perks card and in-store coupon.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
800-510-8255 on our countdown. Here's host Jim Scott talking with a fellow that's a basic one of the strategists, if you will, for our overview in Iraq. And the discussion focuses on how many troops to leave in Iraq and if that's enough to protect us.
Colonel Dean Smittle joins us now, our 700 WLW military analyst. Colonel, a lot of experts are questioning the value of leaving 3,000 U.S. troops in Iraq as opposed to a lot more or none.
Well, you know, the White House and new Secretary of Defense Sam Panetta are considering that, and that's, of course, that's a turnaround from the 10,000 figure discussed several months earlier. What real impact or benefit that really could have, that smaller force politically or security-wise in that country, Jim?
What are the generals asking for?
Well, the general says that we need those folks over there at a minimum to help train the external air defenses, the Iraqi forces, and running combined arms operation, tanks artillery, as well as help with intelligence and logistical support and counterterrorism operations, according to General Lloyd Austin, Jim.
Colonel, is it possible this is just sort of trial balloon to see what kind of reaction, especially they might get in Iraq?
You know, I think you're right. And also the other factor considering this is Iran, and that small force may end up being a trigger should Iran start any aggression against Iraq. And that's another point to consider as well. And of course, ultimately, it boils down to Washington to Baghdad to weigh those options or what they want to do. Iraqis want us out of there now. They want us out of there for good.
Up next, weather in the countdown.
Up
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, the number four item on the countdown this week as we continue to review the hot hits in Talk Radio, the surprise power outage that occurred on Thursday afternoon, leaving a lot of people in Southern California and Mexico without power. Outages reported as far north as Orange County near Los Angeles and as far south as Tijuana, far east as Yuma, Arizona. Being so near to the anniversary of September 11th, there were some people who were worried this might have been a terrorist act, but it appears that that is not the case at all. As one of the few radio stations remaining on the air in San Diego broadcast information, here's host Cliff Albert and LaDonna Harvey talking with Mike Migley, who's the president of the local gas and electric company, about all the outages.
Let's go live now to SDG&E, the president and CEO of San Diego Gas and Electric, a man I'm sure who has been very busy since 3:40 or so this afternoon, Mike Migley. Mike, welcome to COGO, and thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thank you. I appreciate your putting us on the air so we can talk to our customers about exactly what's going on.
Well, you know what? You're on with them right now. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who are listening, because everybody wants to know the same thing. What the heck is going on?
Let me explain exactly what happened. Earlier this afternoon, there was a major disturbance on the transmission system, the 500,000-volt transmission system that connects Arizona into California. As you can imagine, with the heat and the humidity we've had here and all the heat in the Southwest, most of the transmission system was pretty well loaded up and working very, very hard. So when a transmission line out of central Arizona connecting California went out, it caused a disruption in the flow and a disruption in the voltage levels that we have throughout the system. About 10 minutes after it went out, they tried to re-energize it, and they still had a problem, a very major problem with that, and they could not put it back in service, and so the voltages were low and the power flows were disrupted. What happened then is that the two units at the San Onofre Nuclear Station, they operated to protect themselves because of the low voltages, and they went offline. At that point in time, with them offline, we ended up losing our other connection to the north. San Diego has two major pathways to bring power into it. One is from our connection up in San Clemente at San Onofre down to the middle of our system in San Diego. And the second one is from the east, from Arizona through Imperial Valley and then into San Diego. Both of those connections then were severed because of these disruptions. And with that, the whole system went dark.
Well, it sounds like at least that this was not a physical interruption in that, you know, a major line was down. So that's good news, because I know there was some concern because of the proximity of 9/11 that people were worried that perhaps this was some sort of an attack. And it definitely does sort of soothe the nerves a little bit to know that whatever this was, it was just simply an electric disruption and not anything more sinister.
No, that's absolutely correct. You know, we were concerned too, because you can't rule out anything until you find exactly what happened. But the fact that line is now back in service means that, first of all, we had none of the wires were down. We had obviously there's no major damage to the line itself because they have been able to re-energize it. So fortunately, I think we've got the power back on from that line, and it's working its way here towards San Diego, and we intend to get that power put back into our grid as soon as possible.
All right, so the power outage part of the discussion here, the other part of it has to do with wild weather, the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee pouring water on top of the already soaked northeast this past week, closing hundreds more roads, evacuation orders for hundreds of thousands of people from Pennsylvania through New York into New England. Pretty scary situation. News media, of course, whipping up everybody's fear. There were sandbags. You can see lots of that sort of thing in parts of New York. And where I am in Massachusetts, there were in about 3 hours, 4.5 inches of rain here. Pretty reminiscent of actually what happened a couple of weeks ago during the what was the tropical storm. It had been the monsoon from the hurricane. So lots of wild weather, lots of discussion of that. So quickly to review the stories, Sports Talk Radio at number 10 and number 9, basically. One of them has to do with the Major League Baseball, the other the NFL. What's going on in Iran, number 8. What's happening in Libya, number 7. Number 6, the anniversary of September 11th. The economic turmoil, number 5. Severe weather, these sorts of things we're talking about here. The situation in San Diego, number 4. Let's see, financial markets in America versus Europe, number 3. The debate, number 2. And the job speech, number 1. Here on this week's Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffens.